You might as well get used to it now. I'm going to say over and over again in this book that there are two speeds in today's media world. Fast and dead. That's not just a clever catchphrase, it's an absolute truth. There is no excuse for slowness and no remedy for its effects. If you don't keep up with the increased metabolism of information flow in today's world, your business will not succeed. Period. But with increased demand has come a huge jump in the number of hungry media outlets to which you can supply sustenance. In 1993, there was no Fox News Channel, there was no Food Network, there was no XM satellite radio, CNN was just getting itself going, MTV was still a music video channel. The words reality-based show had never been uttered in Hollywood. American Idol referred to someone like Clint Eastwood. Then there were the deplorable 9/11 attacks, and everything changed, especially in the United States. Guerrilla PR had to change as well. Now the country's mood was different. First anxious, then angry, then a spectrum of other emotions. It wouldn't be possible to conduct business, any business, the same way again. Publicizing those businesses would also undergo fundamental alterations, shifts in the very foundations of the guerrilla PR method. The world of PR had to change. The basic principles of guerrilla PR have remained sound. The philosophy has not changed, but some of the techniques involved definitely have. They've gotten faster, trickier, and more complicated. In some ways, they've gotten easier, more direct, and yes, faster. Everything, no matter what, is faster. Since the book's initial publication, there have been some amazing successes in guerrilla PR. Consider the unbelievably profitable film The Blair Witch Project, which used internet viral messaging to spread its message and reap rewards its creators couldn't have imagined in their most fevered dreams. Consider the fact that presidential campaigns have been announced on YouTube. By the same token, there have been some tremendous guerrilla PR disasters. The February 2007 attempt by some Cartoon Network employees to publicize a new program with suspicious-looking packages in Boston was an attempt at guerrilla PR that didn't take into account the nation's climate post-9/11, and it went in a direction that can't be characterized as anything but wrong. The rise of the web blog, has also created a basic difference in the PR world of today. Now, anyone with a computer, a microscopic budget, and the will to type can create a media outlet of his or her own. Deliver your message, unfiltered, uncensored, and unopposed, to the consumers you want to reach. Do it on a daily, an hourly basis, if you like. Make yourself a star without having to go through the gatekeepers who have held the power for so long.